You know, he that hope brings a mission, like how my daughter. Be a shoes, we have been visited to say your kid. We should say your kid, we should say Rabbi. So today's the peg bass, we move along with a potter and three him, Louis Vigasmina, and Dilmo Yachin is also. It's examined the bonnet. Can't stand one of shoes. Standing one of shoes can't. Stick your head into the drink, because just like Chafotzim Atzrichim, the Melech Zeri, you might take it back into the Shus. So you might be metaltal, be moitzi, lehed ya, kli, or something from the Shus, and yochad, the Shus, and rabbi. But kashos, doctor, says, table lay. The kubadets and drinking is mutter, it's only also mitzvah mitzvah, but that's and drinking is mutter, it's not a block. Then I saw, table lay, the kubayul, the Shus, and rabbi, and the Shus, and yochad. If the water is in the Shusav, it ends up eventually in the Shusav Yochid, where he is. And we have a Dugumik Maimashkin, Berok, Shusav, the Shusav Yochid, that's Vinil Kamo, that's a Mishnah, inside the Chesam base. Said, Lo Yamoy Dodo, Mishus Hayochid, Viachdi, Shusav, and Chain Lo Yoroik, and the law says, Chayov Chatos. Omer Vesev and Sanitas and all of his invoke Chayov Chatos. So there, Chayov Chatos. So it's the same thing in reverse, same process in reverse. Why is not Chayov Chatos for drinking? Taking in is potter. Why is giving out is Chayov Chatos? Why not taking in? Rashi, it's a Mamas Rashi Asakashli. Tirits a Kamon. Vaidomi the Mashkin Varok. The Shaisa Ovid, so what we're going to do is we're going to first read the Rashi. Because if you learn the Toysavis, then you certainly should have. So you noticed that Toysavis doesn't quote the Rashi what we have exactly. Toysavis is Moisif. So first we'll see the Rashi. Rashi is the bottom side of the test. Volekul Meimah, says Rashi. The Shtias Maim Tevei. Deloy Domi. The same process in reverse. Deloy Domi. The Hosam Kooka Mishuz Zu. Because of it, Hanoho Lushuz Zu. By Mashkin Barok is a cure for one Mishuz. And then Hanoho the other Mishuz. I will show you Ovid, a cure of Hanoho. The Chad Mishuz Zu. The Mishuz Zu says, Shahu Shoise Bo. Piv Oymed, the Piv Hain Nochin Miyad. Yes, what does Rashi say? What do I say? Well, we address the Rashi before we come back to the next verse. What does Rashi say? Why is Mikir Din, why is with the feet in Rishus Hayochid, why is it not, it's Mutter Midraisa to stick your head into Rishus Rabim and drink from water in Rishus Rabim? Why is it Mutter? Either what is ending up in the Shusay Yochid, ultimately, eventually. Ending up in the Shusay Yochid, so it's L'choy Tachnos, the Ram Shusay Yochid. And the opposite is also talking about the Rai Samashkin Varok. Samashki says, let's read the words again. Ovid HaKiru V'Anocha B'chad V'Shus. The V'Shus Shusay Zerbo Piv Oymed. The Piv Enoch Miyad. is hanocha in the pet. In other words, the maim is in the rabim, his mouth and his head too, I guess, is in. But his mouth is in the rishus rabim. So ovid hanocha miyad. Therefore, what? What's plan of Asher? What's the Asher alkin? Tosfos says that it's hanocha in mokum tur, and then there's a stop in the middle. That's like in niyach be mokum tur. Not like that, that's what Tosfos either had and gives the lund of San Rashi the tantamount in niyach in mokum tur. That this is not the Tosfos that the pair is a mokum tur. So he picked it up. Those nekivim from Mishas Rabim hanocha in mokum tur. Then the water continued on its travels from the mokum tur into the Shesayochid. So it was in Yechbem, so it was a hefzik in the middle of the Mokhid, and by root of the Nochid in the Mokhid too. Right? That's what Tosfos says. Right. In Rashi, it's not Mukhid to say that. So why did Tosfos say it? So the Maaseh says, right away, the Ritva there, the Avchof in Erevin, Rashi is going out there, Rashi. He doesn't quote Moshe Rashi, but he's going out there, Rashi. And he says the plan of Rashi is, Adarach Rashi, is that what the Maisa of the Gavur is to make a kiyuv from Mishas Rabim and Anoch in his mouth. And from the Peh into his Me'ayim, says Ritvo, that's not his Maisa, it happens to be Mele. It's Nigra or Mizgandrin, that means roll down. Mizgandrin means roll down, though. So Nigra, the water goes down by itself. That's not his Maisa Bechal. So in other words, the Rambam says this is like Tosfos at the end of Tosfos is Nochus is Santa Malach, and our Tosfos is Nochof. But Rivas says it's right away in Rashi. But that's a Mechuv in Rashi. If you say that. Well, what's the Ravach of that? If you say that, then Rashi is not dealing with the pears being what? Being Mokum Tur. The pear be whatever it is. His mice is finished when he puts the water in his mouth. The pear then could have a din of Mishas Rabim, for all we care. It could be his Mishas Rabim. He picks up the water on the ground or somewhere in Mishas Rabim, picks it up, puts it in his mouth. That's the only mice he did. So it's like Kiran and Nochin and Mishas Rabim. It's finished. What happens afterwards is not his mice, not the finds being his mice. So and he's potter. That's why he's potter, because the actual what saw happened. Swallowing is not his maisa. That's not his maisa. And in this case, it's not his maisa. But I'm saying the revach is the big nafkimin is that there's not a word on a feel a chatzim mil in Rashi about the pen being a mokum tur. Right. So it's and it could be that plan of Rashi. Now, let's go back to Tosfos. So Tosfos means Rashi, Lekamon, Rashi, Tirit, Lekamon, Ledomi, Lemashin, Barok, Tishreisa, Ovid, Akir, Vanocho, Vechad, Yishus, Zemashin, Nochin, Misarich, Piv, Shumokum, Tur, Vavagav, the Chosim, and the Bloyim, Ein, Locho, Shal, Vanocho, Vimokum, Tur, Vavagav, the Mokum, Shem, Vidal, the Dal, the Min, Vashi, Echlifu, also, because we're in the Mosil, Apuga, the Hedia, So what Tosfos did Malach? Mefurish in Tosfos. Mefurish that the two Maisim, that Shti involves two series of Maisim, two Maisim. It's Akira and Anocha in the pair, then there's another Akira from the pair. And make Anoch into down into his in Meayim. Okay, and then the second is his Maisim Fush. No, the second is his Maisim too. No less than the first is his Maisim. So why is it not Chayv Mishumoytzi Machnis? So it is because Fakir, it was what this the halacha that we know about. It was a hefsek b'emtzah malacha. It was a hefsek b'emtzah. What was a hefsek b'emtzah malacha? The fact that the Chayvitz didn't go directly from Shizvam to Shizayochid. It made a stop. It was Munach in the Mokum Tur. How was the Munach in the Mokum Tur? Why? Because the Pez is Mokum Tur. The Pez is Mokum Tur. Why is the Pez Mokum Tur? Why is the pair mokum tour? Says Mashman says, why is the pair mokum tour? Why is the mokum tour? What? In Mashman says, they're still insulted, not all the doubt. The Mashman says, it's mokum tour because the goof is mokum echod and the piv is mokum sheni. How do I know that? How do I know that? Because Taisa says, Leidomi, Avol b'mashin v'og lo yichoshiv piv mokum tour. Why? Because came the piv v'guf v'hem b'mokum echot. It means the case of v'og. If some Taisa is talking about somebody is completely in shus rabim and he spits out into shus yochid, he spits out into shus rabim. So Taisa says, there's anoch in the peh, the roig is choshev munach be peh, but it's not munach in mokum tour because boshei tois just came in the peh beguf of mokum echot. Means when and this is mamazel, this is why it's mamazel. They have some connected dal sugis. When the entire mantis is in one resource or another, so he's in that resource and all his evoim, all his ramach evoim, shasa gidim, are in that resource. We wouldn't define him any his head, his mouth, anything is being mokum tour. Again, if he's in Shus Rabim, he's in Shus Rabim. Then Toich Yud is saying, within Yud the Tvochim. Shus Yochid is in Shus Yochid. Everything, he, as well as all his Ramach and Shas, are in the Shus that he's in. It's only when Hu B'gufa B'mokum Echot, and Yodoy, for example, or Pi B'mokum Shus Acher, that we define the Eivir sticking out, and the Shus being Mokum Tor, right? Dosh Eitor and Toisvis. Right? Everybody with me? Why is that? Why is that? Where does it come from? Why should be such a musik with all? Why should be such a musik? Make it nice to call the piv the mokum tour, the yad the mokum tour, with a different source. Why? Where does it come from? What? It comes from our sugi, it comes from our Omabaye, can you? It comes from the Mishnah. It comes from the Mishnah and Omabaye. The other shalom is any, whatever gisa. We don't say Shadin Bosa Gufoy. We don't say Shadin Bosa Gufoy. On the other hand, we don't say that's going to Rashi's Gisa. On the other hand, we don't say that it's Legamre Munach as a Din Munach in the Shosin, which it is. From Yodo Shaloni in the Shosin Yochid. So we see that, and the Hezbeth Boim is because Yodo Bosa Gufoy Greyo, because Pashas, let's say, suggests that, let's say that the Hanoch is Agav the Guf, let's say. Again, that's what we don't find Taisim before, but Akubon, let's say that. Akubon, but the halacha, that when people mokum echad, gufa mokum sheni, then and only then, we say the pair is a mokum tour. Correct? Because it doesn't lie in either rishus completely. It's not the rishus of the gufa, sure, it's not the rishus of which it is, because it's not mokum, it's not rishus. That's how it's on mokum noch and not rishus. Mashenkin, again, but Taisim Mashenkin, mashin v'rok from one rishus to another, so him, he, with all his Ramah Hashasa, in the Rishos, it's a Kiru from Rishos Ayochid, and it goes out and knock in Rishos Oram, it's his type. The Fize. Now, Fize. Fize what? That when the Pivis with Rishos Acher, it's a Mokum Tur, Hoyomutul, Hoytzi Roshay, Rishos Aravim. Here they say it's better. Lishus and Avim Mokuponim. Below cable and the peep, the Mokum Acher, Avim Mokum Tour. Right, if the pair, if he positions his pair in a different shus than he is, they can stick his head out. And again, he can spit, he can be wrong. Why? Because even though, even though With the saliva is generated in the goof, it's still back in the Shusay Yochid, that part of the goof. That taste is supposed to, that's what it means. Rav L'choyo. Adam L'choyin, but Av Apichin, since it's noch in the pear before he spits it out, so it's a noch of Mokum B'tu. It's a noch of Mokum B'tu. And then we've got to speak out in the middle. There's no Gzeri, Agami Dobon is also to go from Shusay Yochid Mokum Tur, and then continue on to Shusay Rabim, and vice versa, that's also Midobon. In this case, it doesn't apply. But that's only when a gzeiro or to a hitzol hedim. As I can hear, that shayich, he have to clash with Yenuchu mat b'fiv. Okay. So far, so good. Vod mi boi ulam pek basri, hu b'shus hayochi du pi hom, amu b'shus rabi, mahu, and in shum, the meraglai miyak shen neku mi gufa yishuv ein nochin du pi homo. So there's no hanocha bein time to nochum tu. Now begins the nitty-gritty toises avu mi peri kam, and again, nochum ol. This is all Toises Havon, perhaps Gius in Rashi. In the Rashi where we have the way the Ritva brings it down, the whole Anocha doesn't appear. It's not a foolish in Rashi. That's not a foolish in Rashi that Piv is a Mokum Tor. I'm not a foolish. So let's just put that in larger context, perhaps. We know from Rashi, when the Rashi Abayi, Gimel and Bei said, what? Yodo Shalodu Meinu Kivshus Rabim from Yodo Shaloni. Means Abayi came and said, see from the Mishnah that we don't say Shadina and Yodo Basaguf El Gamre. That we don't say. So we don't say that, yeah, after Rashi Indra Shus Yochi, it's like Munachin Rashus Rabim. But it could be the din of the Yad, but location, a Chevet that's located in that Yad. So we don't say that the Mokom Manoch of the Chavetz in the Yad is Shusha Rabbi, which is Fiyah standing. No, we don't say that. Who is the Mokom Manoch of the Chavetz in Shusha Yochi? Could be talking in Shusha Yochi. There's no reason, there's no Elam. Then the Gemara goes on, Yiboilu, did they make it into Kamus? They make it Gzeiro, Knas. Rashi gives a Knas. They make it Knas. And they say the Yad has a din of a Kamus. But that's only a Knas. According to Rashi, Milchachil is a Knas. Knas in the sense that it's not Mukh, it's not Svore. There's no halacha that a yad outstretched in the shul is a kamus and mokum to a bad time. It's the only result of the rabbi making a knas that perhaps that's our sugya. Perhaps the yad we view the yad as being a kamus. Perhaps and the pashas goes like a little more tipshit. There's no rhyme. So there's no hechvach. It's not a kamus. There's something mokum between. So it could be that a yad gufay b'shul a rabbi miyod b'shul a yochid. What is the din of the yad? An Eve of the Mensch. What's the name of the Eve? It's Munach B'Shus HaYochid. El Lomai, in Bonu, we come to the Sugi of Aged Yad. It's only in Aged Yad, that Sugi, right? But there's no often in Gemara, which means say, oh, and this Gemara says that Yad is the Mokom Tor. Right? It's only Toys of Bonu in the Rashi. And I'm saying again, the Shfi'ahu Rashi is not Mukha Kulam. And really, it's a deal in the Rashi. Take a look at it. Whoever has the Gemara, take a look in the Rashi to have Tzadik test. I'll tell you what I'm talking about. But the deal count, but you can be mdaik either way. So it's not hechvach, but it's good to know. Take a look at the Rashi and Tzadik test. I read the lotion again. Abu Shoy se obi da kiva va nocha b'chad b'shus. He made it in the kiva nocha b'chad b'shus. To b'shus shu shoy se bo pivo he made. With pivo he nochin, and what's next to the Rashi? Miyad, what's that? What miyad? Right away. What does he want? Pive nochin miyad. Pive nochin. Could have put a period out. Pive nochin. Okay, wouldn't be missing anything. Pive nochin. Well, why does Rashi have the word miyad? Well, pshat. Now it's a pshat. What's the aleph based pshat? What's that? Pive nochin miyad. What does that mean? What does it mean? What's the Mishad? Not Mishad. There are two ways to look at Mishad. Fi Toysvus, and it could be the Miyad, it could be that Toysvus had the Gis and the Wid like we have in Rashi. He didn't have to add anything. And they learned out the word Miyad to mean the smallest. Really, the water continues. The water continues its trip, and he continues to be considered the Moitzi. He's considered to be doing a Maisa. The man is doing a Maisa when it goes into his Miyayim. This is Maisa. So Rashi says, but it doesn't happen. The Vasach is one Maisa. This Miyad means right away in the beginning of the process. Right, so it's Anocha Miyad. Miyad means immediately is the first. This Anocha, first Anocha, Anocha Miyad, right away before he gets to the Chilu Veshuyos. So the Akiva, so the Akiva Rishayin is bottle. The Akiva Rishayin is betailed. Use the slogan from the sugi of Hepsi. The Akiva Rishayin is bottle goes Noch Miyad. So then Rashi, then Tais Ansud, so Mele, the second time it goes from the Peh into the Guf, into the Meayim, that's not Mechayivim. Why not? So the Akiva Rishayin is bottle, but let's look at this being an Akiva Shniyo. So let the second Akiva be Mechayivim. So that's what Tais is understood, then Rashi must be the Psalmi, is that where it's Noch Miyad, that's already Mokum too. But in the word Miyad, it's Noch Miyad, and just Rabbi, so what? So it's the second Akiva. That it is, it's already in the Mokum too. Or you can say Noch Miyad, and that's the end of the trip. But the Adar of the Ritva, you learn the other way. The word Miyad means Makarit. The Mayim is Noch Miyad in the pen, and we're finished. And he's not considered to be the Moitzi or maybe anymore. What happens is like it's Nigra Meilo. The motion of the one goes by itself. He's not the Bala Mice on that. So that's a Miyad. It depends how partial how you die, how you type in Miyad in the Rashi. Good, now let's go back to the Toysus. Me, who? Couldn't it read for Miyad? Means that's the end of the trip. It's Noch Miyad. He picked it up, put it in his mouth, Noch Miyad, and that's the end. I mean, it's Noch Miyad permanently in terms of his Mice before he crossed over into the Shasayochit. And then the crossing over happens to be made by gravity or whatever, swallowing is not a mice. Whatever it is, that's the same
thing.
Yeah, that's for sure. Sure.
Why can't you understand Miyad just the fact that it doesn't stop in your mouth?
What stops? It doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop in your mouth. It's not from Miyad. It's considered to be immediately.
Of course, that's what the Taisva said. Even though it continues and he continues to move it, but there's the first Tanocha, an immediate Tanocha. Immediate Anoch in the pen, and if he's part of that reason, as I said, then the Miyad is it's Noch right away in the pen, and so Sivori forces us to add that must be a Mokum Tor. So then second he saw Lam Chayv. That's what you want to say. Yeah. Avo, if you come to Shabbos, here we come to this time to the big sugi. If you come to Shabbos Kashuv, the Kamin and Hosam. I guess we're back to Taisvah that who be goof mokum echad and the people mokum echad is mokum two. The kasha the kaminan hosam adraba. Misha chashecha the shodile osi the day chi of chagos loikan sinan. The hashto right the gemara everybody knows. The hashto heichi osi the day chi of chagos hal benochu biyodoi shu mokum betua. What's the kasha? If the guy's a mokum tour, the Gemara says he sees his hand in the yochid. Whenever he drops it, it's chayv chados. It's chayv chados. Why is he? So what's the kasha? There's a hefsek in the melacha. The kasha we held already, but here the Tosfos says the kasha not because of agad, the kasha because if the guy has a mokum tour. So the chayv is Noch biyodo yishu mokum betur. Noch biyodo yishu mokum betur. Why didn't, so it's possible, I have to speak out the Kashal, the Chasnish points out that he asks and he answers. It's possible. Why didn't Toys ask him in the Mishnah? Hechem ishkacha zaitzor vachnosa oban, only malabais vachal. As soon as the hand comes into the shus, it's a mokum betur. Possible, only shot of name, no son sechal, the shavar abai, it's only chayv. Why is he chayv? The chayv is in a mokum tour. What? It's amunach. The chayv is amunach. Even if whether or not you can say the chayv is amunach, because it's moving all the time. It's moving all the time. It's amunach. But here, shodi like chayv chatos, after he was stationary. He was stationary. Then shodi like chayv chatos. So why is he chayv chatos? There was munach, right? That's bullshit. So that's why Tosfos goes to the Gemara and says that if the yad is mokum tour, how can that be? V'yesh lo imar. לחושב הנוחו במקוי מפתור אלו בדובר תלונטל ממקוי מוי אבל חוסם שעקלי נוח מאי לוב לחושב הנוחו במקום תור לחושב הנוחו במקום תור אלו בדובר תלונטל ממקוי מוי he, the man who takes from his mokum means from his mokum הנוחו we're trying to get a handle on the sizes אבל חוסם שעקלי נוח מאי לוב what does that mean? חוסם שעקלי נוח מאי לוב means the clean was on his hand from before. Lechoshi vanocho v'mochum b'tur. Fiza also has the way say because the rabbin below because we don't consider the way just being in the mochum b'tur. What's the plan? What's in English? What's the turn? What's the plan? What does it mean? What's the plan? 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 What? Okay, here's the big question. Good. Good. The shallow is like this. What's the big plan? The shallow is. Dovah shall not tell me mekoymei. In the second half of in the Haitzal Doni, listen carefully. Haitzal Doni, Oni sees his hand in the Rishus Yochid, picks up a chavis from wherever, from the balbayas, from the ground, from the table, picks up a chavis. So in that case, he was not tell me mekoymei. He knighted him in Koyma, right? He picked up the Chavis, put in his hand. He knighted all the Chavis. Mim Koyma. So the Chavis, that meets Tosfos' criterion for being Noch and Mokum Tor. So why is he Chayiv? Why don't we say that there has to be Hamsa Mokum? He was knighted him in Koyma. Right, Inuchinami, on the way in, when he picked up the chavitz, on the way in, let's speak out the background for the shayla. When he picked up the chavitz in Shus Rabim, so then, who the Gufa and Yoda is all Bishus Echot. There's no Malkum Tor that exists, Bechlau. There's no Malkum Tor. He's in the Shus Rabim. And the chavitz on his hand. He sleeps his hand into the Shus Yochid, even if he stops moving. And then, shortly later, Shaitin Mochav Chatos, I was no Malkum Tor. The answer is it's not Mokum Tor because in the Mokum, it didn't get to the Mokum Tor idea, he's in the Maisa. A Maisa of putting it in the Mokum Tor. Correct? When it came into his hand, he was in the Mishus Rabbi. It wasn't a Mokum Tor then. Because who would go for Mokum Echot? When does the hand become Mokum Tor? Only when he's here and the other's there. And then it was there from before. Let's say out there also, that's lost in the Rosh. It was there from before. So he didn't make a North of Mokum Tor. But the opposite, right? So on, he will stick his hand in. So then it's a Yad B'mokum Echad and Guf B'mokum Achim. He takes it. That's a Noitel B'mokum. So that's, at this point, it's a B'noch B'mokum Tor. Why is he Chayiv? Well, Chayiv is a B'zak Kushi Atzumo. The Gdolei Achronim dealt with the Shaila. Oh, so that's what the Eben Noizer said. There's a Seven Orachaim. I think we had Eben Oizer. The Gdolei Achronim are bringing down. The Pivegim brings down, and the Esmeri, Eben Oizer. So here in Shin Memtes and Shin Nun, Siyas HaKash, and that's his turrets. So he says, Odom Shemeshit Yodoi, Lishu Serabim, Nitol Misham Chepetz. And this guy is saying this balbais, leaves his hand out. The shoot the little Misham Chaibitz, but not let him just have him. He picks up and he waits. He picks up the Chaibitz and Shah, he waits, he's stationary. Have a commercial noch and mokum b'tur. He's not Chaib. So he makes, if he says, he wants to have a mitzvah. He wants to have a mitzvah. So he wants to be mad, he's doing such a thing in a kambul, so mitzvah. that is needing. That is needing. Because he understood, Evan Noyes understood, that that's considered taking a chavitz. When we talk about Oni, but the same thing doesn't make a difference. When Oni takes a chavitz, so he's making a hanocha in his hand, he's making a hanocha in his hand. And they did not lose him coming. And the hand being in the difference between Guvah and Mokum Tua. So if he never stops, if he's in motion all the time, constant motion, it's chayiv. Was never noch Mokum Tua. That the way we said it in the beginning, 5 minutes ago, on the way in, so the same thing happens on the way. Right, but we asked the kasha, on the way in, and you put the chayiv down, it's chayiv. Taisa didn't have a kasha there. Why? Because chayiv was never noch Mokum Tua. Never noch the Mokum Tua. It was in the Mokum Tua and the chayiv were in motion the whole time. Right, Don sees his hand in, doesn't stop. So even if his hand turns into Mokum Tua when it crosses the border, but the chayiv is never noch there. So when he continues, he drops his chayiv. So with the inwinion on the way out, the same thing happens. So there's a gewaltig ukimte, very, very limiting ukimte in the Mishnah. It's marvel right. That's a limiting ukimte. The Mishnah is talking about, he picks it up and goes all the way out without stopping. And from the in the same, who at the end of the balabais? Because if he stops, and he made out, he put the chevitz in sand, and he was meniach in the mokum to us, that's a hefzik, Ram Samaloch.
It's always objective enough in his hand.
But it's not anocha, it's not hefzik in the mokum. First of all, the chevitz, is not munach, and second of all, he didn't make anocha. He didn't make anocha.
When he stops, then it counts as
being anocha
in his hand?
Then, 1 second. Good. That's good. According to him, let's understand the sheet of Levin Noisa. So when the chavit, that's correct, when the chavit came into the hand, it wasn't munach then, because then he's still moving. He sees his hand out, picks it up, and he's moving. Then when he's still in the other shoulders, he stops. So what happens when he stops? The chavit is munach. Chavit is munach. Where was the munach in Mokum Tua? Chavit is munach in Mokum Tua. Now, Why is his stopping considered to be Anocha in the Mokum Tua? Why is his stopping considered to be Anocha in the Mokum Tua? What? That's the question. The answer is like this. There's a combination of two things here. The sheet is a stress sheet, but you have to understand it. He understood. He understood that the chavitz is considered. When Taisa says the chavitz munach mokum tua, and they said that's only when neidle mim koymei. So neidle mim koymei. That means like this. Here's the havana kon Evan Noyes. Listen carefully. It means when the yad already had a din to be a mokum tua, and when the yad had a din to be a mokum tua, in that matzav the yad's a mokum tua, the chavitz came into it. Then the chavitz is considered to be noch mokum tua if it's like a munach, objectively. But if the chavitz came into the yad when it wasn't a mokum tua b'chal, when it wasn't a mokum tua, then we'll never view the chavitz as being munach mokum tua. Let me read the Rosh, and let's take a look at the Rosh. I'll read the Rosh, a few words in the Rosh and Eruvin, and then we'll explain it again, Mr. And we have Eruvin with the Rosh, maybe.
At this point,
everyone,
you
see
one outside,
it's
not a
monkey
tour right away. When I just want this,
but this is a minute, I'll give it back to you. Sorry,
the
one sticks
in outside,
stop.
It's not a
monkey
tour right away.
I mean,
when something
goes
into it,
it's a mokum tour. Gabe, a chavit that comes into it in that matter. A gabe, a chavit that was in it before, so the chavit is not considered to be mokum tour. In other words, if he has a big hand, a chavit was there from before, that's not noch mokum tour. Somebody else came into it. Does he know Mokum Tua? It's not that the Sasser. Let's be the Ilchay. That's not the. That's what the Evan Noyes understood. Yeah. So the Rosh is in the last paragraph in Eruvin. Paragraph Siri, the end of Simon Vov. He brings the Tamsin Taisis. Mil Kosher. So he brings Hodoma Bishmaitzik and Maisa de Shabbos. Hois Gabbe Hoysa Yodom Lea Paris. Vietzio Lachut. Mishachashecho. He showed the Lu Osi de Chiv Chados. Right, he brings the Kash. Hechi Osi de Chiv Chados. Aloy Shanochu. Ha Paris Biodoi. His hand, his yad becomes a mokum to us, as the Rosh is near. Ukvar nochu a peris a mokum to, and the peris a nochu a mokum to, when it starts moving. Mesuloy also de chiv chados, ishodilu. Good, that's the gash. Veshleim ad osom, vechoshiv anochas a peris biyoda, kimu nochu a mokum to. The anochas a peris, that's a peris. It's talking through the Paris and the massive of Munach. The Paris are objectively not moving. The Hosom Loichoshiv in the Lawson, Loichoshiv and Nochas the Paris Biodoi, Kim Munochim, Bimokum Betur. Kavon Shalinosa and Achevets Liodoi, Mimokum Acher, Achash, et Snil Shusirabim. Again, I read the words Kavon Shalinosa and Achevets Liodoi, Mimokum Acher, Achash, et Snil Shusirabim. Mega Vestia. So he says, the Rosh elaborates a little bit in Tosfos. Since he didn't put, literally, he didn't put the chevetz on his hand from Mokum Acher, his chevetz didn't enter his hand. Mokum Acher, after, Achash with Yelush Serabim, means the chevetz was in his hand from before, is, therefore, like Choshev, and Nochas Arperes, Melodikum, Nochim, Mokum Betur. So for the L'chor, that's the plan. For the Chavis to be considered, the Rosh Eid on the Rosh. It was about to say, we'll see what the next part we'll see, but this is the way to understand the Ebenezer. It's only the Chavis in the Yad, outstretched and never shows, is considered to be in the Mokum Tor, in the Mokum Tor. Then it was in Munach, not Munach. It's going to be in the Mokum Tor, only if it entered into the Yad, when the Yad was had a din of Mokum Tor. Because you understand, it's not real, it's not objectively, it's not really Mokum Tor. I mean, objectively, it's not like geographically we define it as being. It's not like a yam or a midbar or something like that. It's only a unique mokum b'tur because of his matzav. His guf of mokum. But the other just acher. A hand is a mokum b'tur. Hand is both of the resources in which it is. Right? A hand in resources yochid is munach in resources yochid. And what in resources rabim? So why is this mokum b'tur? Because of his unique position here. So it's not objectively mokum b'tur. So Rosh says that what this means is. That for the chevetz to be considered munach and mokum tor, only if it came into the yad when the yad had a din to be mokum tor. If the chevetz was in the yad from before, so that's not munach mokum tor. So the fees there is like this. So our piece there, we came to hear the Ebenezer about. So the only since hand into Loma Zogin into Rishos HaYochid, or vice versa. So he's already goof Mokum Echad in the Ad Mokum Echad. The Chavit comes into his hand. So the only thing it's missing is that it's in motion. It's moving. But the Gabbay, is the din in place where can we potentially look at the chevetz in the yad as being munach b'mokum tor? The answer is yes, because when did the chevetz come into the yad? When the yad was already stuck in the other shoes, as opposed to when it began with the akiva b'him. So once the chevetz continues to be mokum tor, if he continues moving, never stops. So it's like going through a mokum tor. It's like the mafush mo'vaydi. The Gemara says that before the Gemara, we mentioned it already. Some picks up a chevetz in Rishus HaYochid, walks out into Mokum Tor, continues walking, doesn't stop, and then goes out to Serapim and puts it down. He's chayim shumayit. The chevetz went through a Mokum Tor. Geographically, the chevetz went through a Mokum Tor. He made a detour through a Mokum Tor, came out and put it down. There was a day after Birei. It's not a hefzik in the Melocha because the chevetz was munachin. He didn't do a nocha. The chevetz was never munach. So the same thing happens here. When he sticks his hand out, picks up a chevetz, and once Moshe takes it out. So the chevetz is the mokum tor. We don't care. It's not worse than walking. Walk through a mokum tor, it doesn't stop. But then again, if it stops for a moment, Then the same as the Munach and Malkum Torah, he's called Torah. That's the first sheet. Yeah.
Even if it's the Munach and Malkum Torah, then the Malkum Torah is moving.
So what?
The Malkum Torah is moving in different Rishas. It's not that it's passing through Malkum Torah, it's in the Malkum Torah.
So is it better or worse?
What? It actually is Munach and the Malkum Torah.
It's not Munach! The Chavis never stopped. Since Mekdimis, the Chavis never stopped. No, that's not ready. The value should have been from the first day of the Sukkah. You should know it's not true. The Chavis is moving unless you have these unique cases of Tzivot and Zuyan or Chosam or something like that. But the Chavis in Yazda Munach, even though it's relative to the surface on which it's resting, it's stationary, but it's moving through the surface. That's not Munach. That's not Munach. That's against all Sukkah. That's the Alabay. It's not Munach. The only time that can be Munach is when that pays. It was Zuyan or Chosam. Or achila. But otherwise, it's not b'chal not moch. Okay, the Beis Meir here, I'm reading in Shin Nun, in Beis Meir. The Beis Meir doesn't like it at all. He says, first of all, you can't make Satchel Kimti in the Mishnah. Where's the Gemara say that Satchel Kimti? You can't make Satchel Kimti in the Mishnah. So what's the pshat? So he says, he brings from Yedidi, somebody said the pshat, but I don't know who it is. What Chaylisa? And the words like this, Shabbat Masnissin, Shabbat Akiva Bayad, Yashar Shatehe, Chasuva, Chosuva Nocha, Mokum Tua. Fenocha Zu, Higufa Akiva. So we have to define
where the chavit comes into the yad, or into the peh, or into any chelik of the goof of the mensch. So we have to define that. As being, we can find it as being one of two things: either anocha is happening, or alternatively, an akira is happening. So in this case, in the what was the kasha? Every time Pasha had on the other pnim, the nota, victor of the chavetz, so the chavetz is going into mokum tum, going into mokum tum. They're saying, but that's only if we define the entry of the chavetz on, or the placement of the chavetz on the yad as being a anocha. But in this case, Faket, we define it as being an Akira. With his yad, he's picking up the chavis and taking it out. He's making an Akira of the chavis. Making an Akira of the chavis, not being Menir chavis on the yad, he's being Akira of the chavis. So once we define what he's doing as being an Akira, it'd be mutually exclusive. It's mutually exclusive to saying the Hanocha. The two Musogim can't coexist. The one and same mice, they can't be considered. And the Kiva family shows, and at the very same time, Anochi in the Nether shows. So since he's being with the Yad, he's picking up the Chavit. So what happened as being in a Kiva. The Chavit was near Kiva, right there, the Yad from the smoke of Anochi and the Shus Ayochi. Now it's in his hand. So now it's going to be Munach Mokum Tum.
It's not
Shemim Chaznish. What? Chaznish says something very, Chaznish says something very similar. Very similar. What? Okay, we'll see what he says. Yeah, we'll think about it. We'll see. But upon him,
which
can make it? In that case, the Tracer says that it, the Vanocha is a good way of the Kiwi turned in the bottle, and it's high even beyond how it is a good. The Vegas says, objectively, the famous is Munach. It's Munach. So, yeah, it could be here, he's only talking about the... Here, he's only talking about the Yad. This is only necessary for... So we look at the chevetz being. So I'll explain. How does this man understand Tosfos? How do you understand Tosfos? So he understands again what he's saying. This vod is. And we'll answer your child two passages. This vod. We'll see. But this vod is again is misum and miyuchot to yad. The goof mokum echad viyot mokum acher. Not like this. So he understood. This man understood what Tosfos says. I'm like the first part, she says, this man apparently understood that the man has to make a maisa anocha. The man has to make a maisa anocha in the yard for the chevet to be the moon of the mokum tour. And if you're missing a maisa anocha in the yard, it doesn't work. Why? Why? Because of the unique din, the unique status of Yad is again the same thing, at the same point of departure. It's not objectively Mokum Tor. It's only Mokum Tor because Huv Mokum Elchad Guv Mokum Acher, and it's the Yad doesn't have a Buchul. It's not Shodi Yos, Shodi Bosa Guv, it's not in the Tusa, which it is. So the Yad is conveyed din for the Chavish, which is holding. So Tesis had of a Medvamuvim, it became into the Yad there, but not only it became into the Yad there. But so he adds, basically, it has to be a mice anocha that the mensch made. The mensch, the guy who made the anocha in the yad, then the chavis is the mokum tor. Otherwise, it's not mokum tor, because it's not geographically mokum tor. It's not geographically mokum tor. So, mele, to the extent that we define this speaking out, being a kibbe, so anocha never happened. If anocha never happened, the chavis is not mokum tor. Therefore, when the one is his hand into Shusha Yochid, picked up the chevetz, we don't care whether he stops in the middle. Because the initial placement of the chevetz in the yad, that was an akivah. The yad was involved in the akivah, it wasn't involved in the anoch, it wasn't being miniach. It's never mulach in the mokum tor. Yeah, so if you understand like that, so then there's nothing to do with the chazlif of the sanoch. Because they are talking about the Akiva from the Rishus, the Anocha in the Rishus, and the Yad happens to be the Emsoi, the medium. We're not talking about Munach in the Yad Be'etzem, leaving Yad Be'etzem. We're talking about the Gemara Akiva from the Rishus of Rabbi, which he was standing, which continues until Kol Zman is holding until he puts it down. So there, the fact that there's an Akiva in the Gemara Anocha and the Gemara Akiva is not stereo. Not a problem. But he was talking about making munach in the yad, but there's mokum too. That has to be only result of a maisa anocha. What's that? In which case, the Kol Masana? That's a teres. So a teres is, yeah, because it was no anocha. That's a teres. The kasha was, shortly chayv chadus, why chayv chadus, munach mokum too. Teres is, he didn't put it there. He didn't make a noch in it, in the mokum tor. Yeah. But he didn't make a noch there. It's good. That's very good. What? It's not. Because he never put it there. He never made a mass noch in the yad, mokum tor. That's posted with everybody that. When the oni comes into the wood, that into the yochid, and he stops. Also, it's kasha. Why he surely chayv chatos? So he says because it was not the boy. He wasn't noitel mimikoyim. He didn't put it on into the hand. If shalos on the way out, when he puts it into the hand, and he's already in the maps of being a mokum tur. Why is that not a nocha? That's a noitel kasha. Beis Meir says because it happened at kiridik, not a nochadik. We define the maps being a kiridik, not a nocha. Even stop, it's still chayiv because it's not mokum tur. Yeah, if he's there, says Tosfos. Chazish has, Emes Adivim Halach, it's in Erwin Simen Kufhei, or Mem, the different tools, it's called Mem Aleph here and Kufhei there. The problem is, but the word of Chazish, he goes that, I say she all kav chevit meshus ayochad v'nirch meshus ayabim. She's chayev even though nofash, even though he stopped after the kiva. V'yod ha'pshut meshus ayochad. She says at that point he picked it up. The tash we're talking about. The only thing that's in the meshus ayochad, picked it up, stops for a minute, and continues out and puts it on. He's chayev. Right? Not like the best man. He's chayev. So he wants to know what's the din. It was an interesting very nice shayla. You should have asked it yourself. What's the din? What's the din? If somebody else will take it from his hand, one hand is stationary. What's it in there? Is it, where's he being the Acher? Where's he being Oikir from? From Shusay Yochid? From Mokum Tzor? The Kod Ebna is a potter. I mean, everybody's potter. He's potter. Everybody's potter. Kod Ebna is a potter. Chaznish says that if Nire, the Acher, not Halmiyotai Hapshuto, Meshus Acheres, Voice Acher Oitzi, Vada Potter, the Okam in Mokum Tour. Chaznish goes like this, it's a cause of a Shlishi in a certain sense. So, objectively, the Cheres is in a Mokum Tour, because it entered into the Yad, the Guf Mokum Echot, the Yad Mokum Acher, it entered into the Yad where the Yad was already in the Mokum Acher, the Yad Meshus. So, objectively, the Cheres is in a Mokum Tour. But, for the Mensch himself, for the Mensch himself, it's not a Hesig Mlocho, because Derech HaMlocho, Zuri Derech HaMlocho, Hasnish Ligavot. Zuri Derech HaMlocho, I mean, even though, but it's the Lishitosei, that the two sugis here, whether the Chavit Munach objectively is one union, or whether that constitutes a Hesig that goes back to Chaznish and the Torah says the Gimel Tam Gimel Beis, right? The Macholit Chaznish would be Gimel. That Chaznish holds the Chavit Gimel Munach, but if he, but it's not every time the Chavis Munach does that constitute Hefsnik in the Moloch of Melachas Etzor of the Moitzi. Because in this case too, Deruch Etzor, he calls it Deruch Etzor. Deruch Etzor. It's not considered Hefsnik in the Moloch. Agam, objectively with the Chavis Munach. It's the same type of Malach. The Mashiachin on the way in, says on the way in, the Lui Yitzuya the Lui Yitzuya the Yaz about Tais Kasha, Lui Yitzuya the Yaz of Mokum Tur, the only picked up a Chavit in Mishus Rabbim, it's in his hand in Mishus Yochid, so Lui Yitzuya it will become a Mokum Tur, and the Chavit will be considered Muna of Mokum Tur, then Tais Ad Kasha, then what if Shodi Lei Shum B'Chayim Chatos, so what Tais Kasha, Shodi Lei Chayim Chatos, when only sticks his hand in Mishus Yochid stops, if we consider the Chavit to be Munach B'Mokom Tor, then we throw it down, it shouldn't be Chayv. It's not be Chayv. Why? So this has been said because near, there were two stages to the Melocha. Because he stopped and he threw it down. He said, Dafke Shodile. So throwing it like a second stage of the Melocha, and that Melocha, since it was the Hefzik in the Mokom Tor, so then he's put it. Okay, so there we have it. Those are the three things. So in Cain, there were three Malchim Toys at the valley, I know of. You have the Avinoizer, explained. The Beis Meir is also that you need a Anoch and an Akira. And the Chaznish goes with the Dorim of Hefzik in the Bamsa Moloch. If he sticks his other hand in and puts it down.
Yes, for him is it still considered Derech Hatzah, then was it considered that he took it out of the Mokum Tur in his pocket?
Ah, that's nice. Could be spot. You know, going to have his could be spot. Yeah, good. Let's finish the Tesis. I'm sorry, finish the Tesis. At the end of the Tesis, in the neighborhood. We didn't finish it. Very new for us. I will be back with it. Fiz the also like the Yerushalayim, which was Rabbi in Vlog, because I'm going to come to. אם תהיה מכדי אפשר דלוש על ידי חיב חדו, שני שאיתי הם מיות וזריש יות אחרס, יש להם עדיין שאני אגב קודם שריך על האפנה שידו. בואי נהיה לפרש, נהיה לתת איזה נהיה ונחוף. זה לא ידוע מי למה שנבוק, תהוכו כשבול אום מיד חשיבי כנוחין. אף אגב דיינו מנוחים מה שיהיו למיוב, שון דמיפתלי אגב גופוי, ואבי הקיו, ואנוחו באחד ושוס. Vachinami Omar Ova, right? He Kleist goes with different Malach Gami. Not that he's not doing the Maaseh. In the beginning, Kleist, that's just explained. In the beginning, Kleist says, when he drinks, it's sticking hand out, Indrish is rabbin to drink. So then there's a Akiva Anochi, the pear, and then from the pear into the Mirai. But since the pear is a Mokum too, so those have six Bemsa Hamilocho. Now Kleist is saying, his Maaseh, the whole process comes to an end. With a bliya, I guess in the mesa bliya, and not and it's different than the ritual. According to the ritual, something's happening, but not his maisa. The mayim continues on its travel. We continue to chat the course of the mayim if you want. But he's not considered to be oisa maisa. It's happening meilo. It's not his maisa melocha. What happens is the swallowing is not his maisa melocha. According to Israel, the chavis comes. The chavis is bought already. There's no mechetz. There's no the divine vod. A melacha is not being done for much more fundamental reason. A derech levita was not being done because he's not doing the meiser. He was the evsha gromer, but not more than that. That is meiser. The beis meir glad to ask me. That's the rabbono. That's the kashan levita. Why is the mudra that little? That's the rabbono. A kashan. But contrary to the chetz disappeared. The chetz in hilchos shabbos disappeared once it reaches the destination in the beis avliyim. And here's also the Gemara that we had a few weeks ago. Rochi nami omer rov peg amei tzeheisha sheheisha es mekos mem shum hale chayev tzivos azuya anachosam. So this adds a kinesh that I want of tzivos azuya anachosam. Well, what's the kinesh this adds? Ask you a question. Right, the question, let's say, right, that Gemara says, let's remind ourselves, we want that page. Somebody carries out ink in a pen, right, or whatever, and the hanocha is done by writing. Right? That's what the pen. We looked at it a few weeks ago. So let me ask, so he's chayev. He's chayev, because we said, so then, when we first touched it off, we first encountered that halacha, so we said, because he was keveya, mokum hanocha, the mokum tziva, that's nitav on the chavis, on the ledger, whatever it is, it's mokum hanocha. So it's considered to be mulach, even though, in terms of the coordinates of the Rishus HaYochel, it's still moving, but it's mulach b'mekoyim, that's all you have to do. So, the question is like this, let's ask the question. What about someone, now let's say someone come along, and pick up that paper which was written, and carry it out. Is he chayiv on the dioy? Not the paper. Forget about the paper. Is he chayiv on the dioy? Did he make an akiru of the dioy from a mokum hanocha? Who said no? What? What? But just the one that brought it in is chayiv. So he made an ocho. So the guy for him is munach. Why not say if it's munach? So then it's an akiv from mokum and ocho. So the one takes actually chayiv. So the emphasis is until this taisvus is the mokum lord and nahin there. Yes, lachko. Taisvus adds a havonah. Taisvus that the gemara is. It's not just they found its resting place, a good resting place. The chayiv is bottle to take to borrow a term is nasis mitzvosoi. They use the term very loosely in different contexts. Nasis mitzvosoi. It's bottle. The J is bottle. Once the J was used to write, so it's bottle. And that's why it's munach. That group is why it's munach. Because that's the purpose. That's the function of the chavis. And that's what it's doing in that rishus. It was now turned into a ksav. Therefore, because it turned into a ksav, and now it's the purpose of the J, that's what it's here for. And that's what you needed it for in that rishus. So because it's bottle, how group is the reason why it's munach. But in mail, who are doing the guy says it's not here anymore. So somebody takes it out. On the day, it's not chayiv. He can chayiv in the paper, he can chayiv in other things. But the day doesn't exist anymore because it doesn't exist as an independent entity. Therefore, it's considered to be munach. So I say, that's the fact. The mayim is not here anymore. The man was meant to be drunk. Once it's drunk, then we define shli as being gone to the base of his bottle. It's gone. It's not here anymore.
Same thing with beggar?
With achilu. It's the same thing as achilu. The day and the chilu and beggar. You put on a beggar? No, the beggar is a bottle. You bring the beggar? Look at the bottle. You're wearing it. Well, so you're carrying a beggar and you put it on in the shoes. Carrying a beggar and you put it on in the shoes. Are you chayiv? I'm going to be chayiv. If the bottle becomes bottle, it's hard to hear because bottle. It's got me. But then there's a lot of things. Good question. Okay.
glass silo about the O on paper. Is it tall?